The assembly went into Monday's meeting with a proposed list of top four project priorities. They were the Scow Bay Vessel Boatyard, replacement or renovation of the medical center, design work for the Clausen Museum, and recycling equipment. Borough manager Steve Giesbrecht explained it would be harder to do projects with money getting tighter, and he suggested replacing two of the items on that list.
So it's kind of like having to narrow down the list of what are those really drop priorities that there's no other way to fund and that we kind of have to have. Two of them that are big deals is our E911 system that's getting pretty aged, and our road maintenance. I know that sounds really vague, but we have $87,000 budgeted. That's it to do road maintenance. It's nowhere near enough, and it's going to get worse.
A new enhanced 911 emergency call-in system is expected to cost $425,000, and the borough has $150,000 already secured. Phone customers are charged $2 a month to pay for that system. Giesbrecht cautioned he didn't expect to see any state funding for Petersburg projects.
I don't think we're going to get any money on any of these projects, to be honest with you. I mean, but if we're going to Juneau and saying, Senator Stedman, Jonathan, this is what we need the most help with, I would think it would be something other than the museum and a glass crusher.
The assembly agreed to replace those two items on the top four list. The design work for the museum and equipment for recycling glass and tires will remain on a much longer list of additional project needs. That's also submitted to state and federal governments for potential funding. Then assembly members voted to rework the order of their top four projects. Brandy Merle suggested this.
I think that the E911 system and then the road maintenance should be one and two, and then the hospital renovation and then Scow Bay. I don't think Scow Bay is crucial right now. I don't think we're going to get money for any of it, but
a new hospital is expected to cost upwards of $33 million. A proposed vessel workyard and haul-out facility may cost around $7.2 million. The assembly agreed to put the enhanced 911 system and road maintenance work at the top of its short list. Items on the longer list of additional capital needs range from dredging work in the harbors to new playground equipment to repairs and upgrades in the schools and hospital. The assembly voted to remove the purchase of Ocean Beauty from that longer list. The former seafood processing facility is for sale for $3.4 million. They also voted to remove a public campsite proposed for Sandy Beach Park. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.